actually, I wasn't always the hideous monster that you see before you tonight. Because behind most monsters, of course, lies a broken heart. Except for George Bush, who's just always had a shriveled olive pit. But my sad tale is about two loves, two major loves in my life. One was for this strange, beautiful city of Baltimore. It's a love that still continues, although right now it's a little shaky. We're going through a little shaky period, but we're talking things out. And the other love was for a woman who, for this tonight's purposes, I'll call Sluggo. Because that was the nickname I gave her. Maybe that's why the relationship ended. But I called her Sluggo because she had a very endearing habit of having a really difficult time of getting out of bed in the morning, which I really related to and love that. And we met in a bookstore, Second Story Books in Bethesda, which back in the early 80s was one of the greatest bookstores of all time. Completely loved it. And we both were artists and musicians and very idealistic. We were convinced that the Reagan-led U.S. government was about to collapse at any time. Little did we know the worst was yet to come. But and I was very jealous of her because her band, Chalk Circle... Oh, no, I guess I shouldn't reveal that. that wasn't the name of her band. Her band played one gig in their existence, and they were legendary. They made all the history books and DC punk and everything. My band was a little more new wave. We were kind of like Gang of Four crossed with Velvet Underground, at least in our dreams. And we played out a lot and everything, but we never got into the really hip clubs like 930 Club or anything like that. But we did play DC Space, for those of you young enough to recall. But anyway, Anne was going to school, and so... Oh! Sluggo was going to school, and so... so she decided she was going to go to Towson, and... I don't say anything bad about her in this story anyway. So, and there was a Second Story Books in Baltimore. So we started hanging out in Baltimore, and both were photographers. And so we'd hang out in the alleys and all. We're like, wow, this city is really cool, you know, kind of sleazy, kind of groovy. And we're drinking in Club Charles and Mount Royal Tavern and just really liking it. Plus, we liked the really cheap rent after living around D.C., which I really... do not like DC anyway. So anyway, so someone who I knew from Second Story was subletting a little basement apartment in Lower Charles Village, and it was like tiny as can be. It was barely big enough for one person, and at the time I was like just getting into artwork. You know, I thought I was going to be the next Picasso and the next James Joyce, and I was making ready-mades using like doors, actual doors, and big pieces of metal and things like that. So we're moving into this basement apartment, bringing all this crap. Sluggo had literally five boxes of just sweaters, which will give you some idea. Really nice sweaters. I can still picture them to this day. And yeah, Catholic schoolgirl skirts. Someone knows Sluggo in the audience. And and so to top it off, not only was it this tiny, tiny basement efficiency, but the whole time we're living there, there's this huge open sewer ditch that ran not only through our yard, but through like the whole yards of the whole block. And the person subletting me to me said, yeah, this has been going on for like 6 months, you know, and they're not getting anywhere. So about a week after we're living there, the front door lock breaks. Neither of us are practical at all, so we couldn't fix it. The landlord's nowhere to be seen. So to get into our apartment, we have to come around the back way, around this sewage ditch, you know, literally like a, you know, 6-inch little ledge creeping along and everything. And since we had no room, I'm painting like outside and everything, and Anne had taken to hiding in the bathroom for hours at a time for privacy. That was like all we could do. And I would often, the workers who didn't seem to work too often would seem to choose our back porch for like smoking reefer and drinking and everything. So I'd come home every day and my paintings would be covered with mud and there'd be empty beer bottles and everything. So it was a bit of a mess. So after a few months of that, my friend returned. We had to move. And like I said, Sluggo is a student. I'm working, you know, at a used bookstore and everything. Not the big money. You may have heard otherwise, but not the big money. So we have to try to find another cheap apartment. So we find an efficiency across from Union Memorial. And this was like a real, you know, maybe even a step down. There's the landlord, another wonderful landlord. He's living in his own apartments as he fixes them up. So he's living above us, and there's a hole, giant hole in his floor, which is our ceiling. And also, he has the bathroom light is right in the shower. The shower head is pointed right at the shower light. And I'm like, you know, I may be an English major, but yeah, that doesn't seem like a good idea. So of course, we blow out all the electricity, you know, within a few days, and then the landlord's angry with me, like, no, what did you do? What did you do? You know. And at this point, things are starting to fall apart between Sluggo and I, and we're starting to fight a bit and everything. And then the landlord's living above us. He's fighting with his girlfriend, you know, so it's starting to get a little nightmarish. We had completely different schedules because she was a student. She's doing all her stuff in the day. I'm working 2 to 10, coming home at night, you know, and playing in bands and wanting to stay up. So I'm having to, like, paint. I would set up in my bathtub, lay a blanket on the bathtub and paint in there and read in there. You know, it was like the only place I could be late at night and everything. And so at one point, you know, it's becoming very obvious that things aren't good. Like one key thing, if you're wondering if your mate is still into you, if you go away on trips and you come back and they're not happy to see you, not a good sign. So that started to happen. So I was thinking the jig was up. And so I kept asking her, you know, are you sure? Are things good? Are you seeing someone else? You know, and she's like, no. And so I did the unpardonable sin, especially for a writer. I read her journal. Forgive me. Forgive me, Megan. I'm sure you've done worse. It said so in your journal, which I read also. And so, sure enough, in the journal, I discover that not only was she sleeping with one guy, but she was in love with his friend. So I didn't know how to handle this because we're still living in this tiny, tiny place. I now know that, you know, my worst, you know, fears were actually true. And so one day I'm sitting there, we're both sitting there in the apartment, and she starts putting this curtain up. You know, we're in this tiny, like, one-room place, and she's putting a curtain up between, you know, this one space. And I'm like, what's going on? And she said, well, I have friends coming over from school, and I tell them that we're just living together as friends. So this is how I know we're broken up. It's like, oh, okay, good to know. And so... So, of course, we end up breaking up and everything, and but then we're still attached because we actually had a very strong friendship and everything. So she wanted us to actually stay living together, and I was young and naive and stupid, so I'm like, yeah, it sounds cool. You know, hand me another 40 ounce of malt liquor. It sounds very good. So we move into a group house with four other friends, and after we do that, I'm like, okay, I'm going to go on a cross-country trip, clear my mind, have a lot of fun. So I do that for 2 weeks. When I come back, Sluggo is now got a relationship going with one of my best friends who's also living in the group house I just moved into. And on top of that, my room, which was supposed to be this beautiful attic room with a skylight, the landlady had let get infested with pigeons. And I thought, well, no problem. I'll just clean the pigeon shit out. You know, I can do that. I'm no carpenter, but I can clean pigeon shit. Not knowing that pigeon shit's one of the deadliest substances known to mankind, other than George Bush's heart. So me and my friend, who's actually the friend who's now sleeping with Sluggo, who's a really good guy, helps me scrub this pigeon shit, and I start having really bad asthma symptoms for the first time in my life. So things are looking up, up, up. And so I go to the doctors, and sure enough, they're like, yes, you have this disease, and you better not live in that room, you know, with pigeon shit. So the solution was I put up a little sheet in the living room, partitioned off the living room, and my rent went down to about $50 a month, and that's where I lived until our lease was up.